ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
For most Australians, insurance costs are increasing. But in some of the most cyclone-prone parts of our country, they're actually going down. That's because the government has stepped in to guarantee $10 billion in insurance premiums for commercial and residential properties in cyclone-ravaged areas. It's part of a federal plan to keep insurance affordable and available in the most cyclone-prone areas. Andrew Hall is the CEO of the Insurance Council of Australia. Andrew, welcome.
Good morning, Patricia.
So the figures that have been released show premiums for home insurance have fallen, for instance, by about 20% in Cairns, in Ingham and Cape York. That's good news, of course, for those residents, but those at risk from fire and flood in the southern states have seen steep increases in premiums. It seems unfair.
Well, if you need to keep in mind that the premium decreases that are happening in the cyclone areas are for people that already had extremely astronomical insurance pricing, and that was driven by the underlying risk. Across the board, there's been a marginal decrease, but it's those properties that have been most exposed, and you named some of those communities where the pool is doing what a pool of this nature would do, which is make insurance available and then spread the risk cost elsewhere.
Okay. Should the government also be helping to reinsure homes at risk of bushfire and flood in the southern states? Are you calling for that?
We're not calling for that at this point. I mean, the main issue, though, with Northern Australia, while the cyclone risk is a risk in certain parts, the real cost comes in the flooding. And we saw that this year again, where following a cyclone, there was at least 10 days of flooding that stretched across the region. Flood is still our biggest peril. That is the one thing wherever I see an insurance premium that's getting well above what the inflation increases have been doing to premiums. Generally, the underlying risk is flood. And it's a challenge that not only in Australia, it's been a challenge across the United States, particularly California and Florida and other places. And while we've seen a lot of schemes around the world, in the UK and other places, try to create a government pool to underwrite that risk, they largely start to fail because they don't deal with the underlying risk. In fact, it becomes more and more expensive over time. So I think one of the things we've got to do in Australia is make sure that we stop building on floodplains and then find a way to go and deal with the problem, which is around about the 220,000 homes that exist in flood areas.
Okay, so stop new development in flood areas and deal with the existing cohort. In the north, as we've been saying, there's been an intervention. Would there be a case for those 220,000 to also deserve a federal intervention?
Well, the ACCC looked at this a couple of years ago when the previous government was considering the cyclone reinsurance pool before they put it in. The ACCC actually suggested that it would be cheaper in the long run for the taxpayer to just directly subsidise those properties in flood areas and then come up with a plan about what to do about them. And because it's not going to flood everywhere all at once, but what we do need to make sure happens is those areas that were built in what the old term was 1 in 20 or a 5% chance every year that the house is going to flood, we need a plan to slowly remove them or improve them, harden them. And that's why we put a proposal to the federal government for this budget, and we're happy to put it to state governments where there should be a buyback program sitting there in the background where local councils over a period of time can identify these properties that always flood, buy them back or raise them or do what they need to do to protect them and get them out of the whole overall pool. Because the problem is with these 220,000 homes that are flood prone, and the difference with flood as opposed to cyclone and other events is that we know where and to the extent it's going to happen. If we can deal with those, that will take premium pressure off a lot of policyholders because at the moment that cost is getting spread across all of the country.
There's a text message here, and I've seen a few others too, but saying my premium has increased massively and I choose to live in a low-risk area with no floods or bushfires. I can't see how the subsidies are fair. I mean, that is a sentiment I've heard.
Point.
Yeah, it is a really good point.
Yeah, no, it's an absolutely good point. And this is the thing. You know, we can get to a point where in Australia we start spending a lot of money on people who are living in perilous areas. Really, we could be spending that money making different decisions and trying to improve our risk profile, which we've got to do. With, you know, more extreme weather events, particularly on the East Coast where our population is surging, local governments and state governments are making very poor decisions around where they build homes and the durability of those homes. And what happens is we all end up paying in our insurance premiums because, as we've seen in the last 3 or 4 years, insurers have had massive events over summers and have incurred losses. Now, this year hasn't been that bad. I expect insurers are coming back to profitability now, and that'll probably put downward pressure on premiums. But over the long term, we've got to improve our risk profile in this country so that we can tell the international market where we get our money from for our insurance operations in Australia, that we are a country that have homes built to the right standards that can endure the climate that it's going to face. And really, that's the nub of it.
Thank you, Andrew, for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Patricia.
The CEO of the Insurance Council of Australia, Andrew Hall, there.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.